Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Over the past couple of weeks, people across the country have been looking back at a painful chapter in U.S. history, the Vietnam War. The conflict is the subject of a new 10-part PBS documentary by Lynn Novick and Ann Arbor native Ken Burns. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Today, Jack and I are going to look back at the role Michiganders played in Vietnam and the war's ongoing legacy in our state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
More than 58,000 U.S. troops died in Vietnam. That's not to mention hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese civilians and troops on both sides from other countries. How did Michigan's losses compare to those of other states?
Well, slightly higher. I think maybe because we had more of a young and working class population then. We lost 2,655, which is slightly more given our rank in the population. But there are still people who, you could argue, die from Vietnam every day. There are 20 suicides a day of veterans, many of them Vietnam-era veterans. That's the average every day in this country.
As the years went by and America's involvement grew, the Vietnam War became increasingly unpopular. Did Michiganders' feelings and reactions here at home mirror the national climate as the protests began to gain momentum in the late 60s?
Well, I think so. I was a student on campus at the time, and of course, campuses were some of the first places to turn against the war. But by the early 70s, there was just sort of general disillusionment everywhere, and it was an ugly kind of disillusionment. People were drafted, and they were sent to a war, which after, you know, the first year or two, it was clear there were no plans whatsoever to win. Great cynicism. People were plucked off the battlefield, shipped right home after 13 months and without any kind of psychological training to readjust. Soldiers would come back and be spat on and shunned by veterans of earlier wars. It was a nightmare.
From your viewpoint, how are Michigan's Vietnam veterans faring today?
They have a lot of trouble. There's a wonderful chapter, Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 9. Their motto is to reach out to every veteran from every war because that wasn't done to them. I think there's a lot of people who still have a lot of bitterness. They feel that they were sort of used up and forgotten. And this goes all the way to the highest levels of the government if you look at John McCain.
Jack, do Vietnam veterans face any special challenges today?
Well, some of these people are retiring, but those who aren't, there is discrimination in the workforce because we all have this stereotype of this drugged-up, homicidal, hair-trigger Vietnam veteran who could go off at a moment's notice. Of course, the vast majority of them are not like that. But you have to remember that there are still, in Michigan, something like 230,000 living Vietnam veterans themselves. I don't think it will be until the last of these folks are gone that the sort of effects of this stop working through our society, if that.
Jack, although the war in Iraq formally ended in 2011, the U.S. still has more than 5,000 troops there, and in a little over a week, we'll mark the 16th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan. The circumstances in each of those conflicts differ from the ones in Vietnam, but do you see any parallels in the country's willingness to be at war for such extended periods?
Well, there's a big difference. We had the draft in Vietnam, and it was much easier if you were from an upper-class strata to get out of that war than if you were working class. Now we have a situation where there is no draft, and the people who go, ironically, a lot of them are immigrants. A lot of them are forced to it because of job opportunities. I'm sure there's going to be the same kinds of sort of resentments and feeling forgotten and feeling like, what was this all about? Because, again, the wars of today are not classic set-piece World War I, World War II kind of wars where front lines move back and forth and eventually someone surrenders and there's a clear winner. Starting with Vietnam, there were no more clear winners and there were just losers.
Jack, thanks a lot and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. The PBS documentary titled The Vietnam War continues tonight and concludes tomorrow. For more of Jack's thoughts on the Vietnam era and a gallery of Michigan-related photos of that time, visit MichiganRadio.org.